Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, was she having visits from loved ones or was something unseen pacing the halls once the lights went out?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, thank you so much for listening. We really do appreciate it. And if you have a real ghost story, please let us know. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down and go to realghoststoriesonline.com. You could be a premium subscriber. Get those advanced episodes, access to the archive without commercials. You could sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, and my sister Kathy Gordon is with me today.
I am.
I always love talking ghosts with you, Kathy Gordon.
I love talking ghosts with you, too, on the 4th of July.
I know. It's like, woo, woo, look at us. 4th of July, 8 o'clock at night, and we are recording ghost stories. But that's I can't go anywhere. Because of my poor little dog, like, he just doesn't do too well, so.
Yeah. And you know what's weird to hear is, like, I've heard one firework. Last night, I heard one go off. That's all I've heard. And that was the 3rd of July. Today's the 4th. I have yet to hear one. But apparently, they put out a thing that said, you know, there are some fire hazard type war, you know, like there could be forest fires or whatever.
Oh, so dry conditions, like, yeah.
Yeah. And so they said they are, like, writing citations like you can't believe if they hear any go off.
Good.
So I do think people are taking it seriously.
Now, here that is not the case. It kind of sounds like a war zone. And Benji's kind of funny because when I walk him, he's pretty good with it. And then when I get home, that's when he kind of starts having the meltdown, when he really starts hearing it. So I already gave him medication tonight. Last night I waited until like 9. Because it knocks him out really good.
Like, I have crawled under more than one car in my life to get a dog out.
Yeah, I know.
Because of fireworks, you know.
Well,
it's
just
terrible.
The neighborhood app, I don't know what it is. It's like I always get alerts from them. But there are so many dogs. Found this dog, found this dog, found this dog, found this dog. because they're scared. You know, when people take their dogs outside, they shoot off fireworks, or dog takes off running, or their dog gets out the hole in the fence. And, you know, so I just haven't done anything fun on the 4th of July in a really, really, really long time.
Well, because like every dog you have has been afraid of fireworks. Yeah.
But I was walking with my friend Phil tonight, and I said, what are you doing home tonight? Like, he doesn't have a dog. Why aren't you out? Why aren't you doing something fun? He goes, oh, I've got two pool parties this weekend. I'm like, oh, my God, that's my idea of hell. Pool parties.
That is so him, a pool party.
Like, no, I can't. I go, what are you going to wear? I just can't. There was a time in my life where a pool party, like I would go and like maybe sit in the shady area and have a cocktail. I wouldn't mind that, but I'm not going to be the one walking around in the bathing suit.
I don't think in my entire life I was ever comfortable walking around in a bathing suit around people. I just don't think I ever have been.
It's like looking back on it, you and I were perfectly fine to have walked around in bathing suits, but neither of us ever thought we were. We were always like, no, we can't.
We can't.
There's too many things wrong with our bodies. I got to tell that to anybody who's like in their 20s and 30s. Just embrace it. Like, you know what? Down the road, you're going to look back and you're going to be like, you know, I didn't look that bad.
I should have gone to the damn pool party.
But I didn't because I thought I looked fat. Quit worrying about it.
That's right.
Follow that one lady on Facebook, Melanie, who's like the one talking about menopause, and to all my perimenopausal women and menopausal women. I don't care.
We just don't care anymore. And then she reads the announcements.
Oh my God, that
today's
is...
Today's announcements are...
Today's announcements... Go ahead.
I think my favorite that I watch is that when she said, today's announcement is we no longer will clean behind the refrigerator or the stove because we do not use the behind.
I love her.
She's got glasses on. She has glasses up on her head, and she has glasses hooked to her shirt. She always has a pair of glasses like all over her. It's so funny.
She's just so adorable. I love her.
She is. But so, when she said we don't use the behind,
we don't,
I just thought I would die laughing.
Okay, so going on oops, today. That's her.
We didn't sleep last night. Those plans are canceled. We do not care about thigh gaps and flat abs. We're just happy we had a good bowel movement this week. We do not care.
Her page is Just Being Melanie. Oh, Melani. M-E-L-A-N-I. Melani. I just love her.
She is so good.
I love her so much.
She is so good. Yeah. So if you want a good laugh.
Oh my God, she makes me laugh. I just randomly really ran across funny. It and I sent it to Kathy. I'm like, Kathy would appreciate this woman so much.
Oh, Kathy does. And I follow her and try to watch all her videos because she is so funny.
So let's talk about some ghost stories rather than menopause.
Okay.
So this says, hi, my name is Candace. I've had a handful of strange experiences over the years. Nothing terrifying, thankfully, but definitely moments I can't explain. I thought I'd finally share them, mostly because I still think about them often and wonder what or who I encountered. So the first one happened when I was living in Cheyenne, Wyoming. My husband and I had this small apartment, nothing fancy, just one of those starter places where you learn how to live together and get through the weird growing pains of marriage. I was pregnant at the time and really sick through most of it. I'd spent a lot of nights curled up on the couch because lying in bed made the nausea worse. Plus, I didn't want to keep waking my husband up with all the bathroom trips. So one night in particular, I'd been feeling extra awful, just stuck in that miserable fog of early pregnancy, and it was really late. The TV was on low, and the living room was dark except for the glow of the TV. I felt another wave of nausea hit. I jumped up to rush to the bathroom, and as I turned the corner by the laundry room near the back door, I saw a man standing there. He looked older, grayish eyes, kind eyes, maybe in his 60s or 70s. He wasn't doing anything, just watching me, not in a creepy way. He looked almost concerned, like he was worried about me. It was only for a second or two, but we locked eyes. Then he was gone. I blinked and there was no one there. No sound, no shadow, just gone. I didn't scream or run. And actually, I didn't even really feel scared. I stood there for a moment. My heart was pounding. I was trying to process it. I never saw him again after that. And sometimes I wonder if he was some kind of guardian spirit or maybe someone connected to the building who had just shown up to check on me. Either way, I didn't feel like he meant me any harm. A few years later, after my husband and I separated, I moved back home to Oklahoma with my daughter. We stayed with my parents for a while, and I tried to get back on my feet. It was a tough time, and I was emotionally drained trying to rebuild everything and raise a toddler on my own. One afternoon, I was heading down the hallway to check on my daughter while she napped. I didn't think anything of it, just walking along, and suddenly I walked straight through a strong cloud of perfume. The scent hit me instantly. I stopped in my tracks. It wasn't just any perfume, it was my grandmother's, the one that she always wore. She had passed away about a year before that, and I had not smelled that perfume since her funeral. I stood there for a moment, breathing it in. It was so distinct and real, and I backed up a step, then walked through it again just to make sure I wasn't imagining it. But it was there, clear as day. I smiled and just said, "Hi, Grandma, I know you're checking on me. I'm okay, really. Everyone's okay. I love you and miss you." I stood there for a few more seconds, kind of soaking in the moment, then continued down the hallway to my daughter's room. When I came back through that spot a few minutes later, the smell was completely gone, and no one in the house was wearing perfume that day. I like to think it was her, just letting me know she was there and I wasn't alone, and I needed that reminder more than I realized at the time. My last story happened not long after that. I was still living at my parents' house. It was during one of those stretches where everything was quiet and normal, just regular, everyday life. And one night, I woke up suddenly to the sound of my bedroom door squeaking open. I sleep pretty lightly now, especially since becoming a mom, so even the smallest noise will snap me awake. I assumed it was my daughter coming in to crawl in bed with me, like she did sometimes. I called her name into the dark, but there was no response. The door stayed open for a second, and then it closed. I sat up, looked toward the door, half expecting to see her silhouette standing there, but no one was there. I even got up, I checked, I peeked in her room, but she was fast asleep in her bed. The next morning, I asked my mom if maybe she had come in to check on me during the night. She shook her head and said, "Nope." She added, "You know, I really do think this house is haunted, though." That threw me a bit. My parents built that house, and no one else has ever lived in it, so it's not like there's a long history of previous owners or anything tragic that we know of. And now, after everything I've experienced, I'm not so quick to brush that kind of thing off. None of these experiences were scary in that scary movie kind of way. They didn't feel dark or evil. In fact, they all had a kind of warmth to them, even when they caught me off guard. I truly believe that sometimes spirits just stop by. Maybe it's someone tied to a place, or maybe it's something we don't quite have the language to explain yet. All I know is I felt their presence, and those moments, as strange and fleeting as they were, left a lasting impression on me. Thanks for reading my story. Love the podcast and all the wild, emotional, and spooky things you share. It's comforting to know I'm not the only one who's had experiences like this. The perfume thing, don't you agree? That was definitely Grandma.
Oh, there's no question in my mind. I have always thought that, you know how I think we all have one sense that is maybe better than another, you know? And I have always thought my super sense was smell.
And mine's not. Mine is not.
And I know other people say that it isn't or it is or whatever. But I have a very sharp nose. Like, in the middle of the night, I might wake up and think I smelled something. You know, it will wake me up. And I am with her. Like, I have had phantom perfume smells that smelled like somebody, or phantom like room smells where I think, oh my God, that smells just like my grandma's basement, you know, and then it's just gone. Or that smelled just like this thing. It isn't uncommon for me to get we've talked about this before, the cigarette one. And I think you've had that one too.
Yes.
Where It is totally my dad's brand of cigarettes, which is an odd brand. It was Benson and Hedges, which nobody smokes Benson and Hedges.
Do they even make them anymore, you think?
I don't even know. I'd have to, next time I go to the convenience store, I will look to see if they're. Anyway, but I think she's, it just happens so just out of the blue. You know, you're just walking along and she said it was just kind of a cloud of that she walked through. And was like, wow, that's grandma's perfume.
See, and that's what is so profound to me, that it's a smell that she recognizes as her grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, you know, older people, they've used the same perfume for years. Yep. Or, you know, they have a certain smell to them, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And you know it.
Yeah.
And so
I definitely think that, yes. And it sounds to me as that at that time, you know, things were a little rough. She said she'd moved back to Oklahoma and had a small toddler. And, you know, that's tough going through a separation or divorce or whatever. And then, you know, you've got to move back home and you're trying to raise this child and get back on your feet and do all this stuff. It just makes sense to me that grandma would be there watching out.
And that makes sense to me about the first apparition that she saw, the man, because it didn't feel scary to her. She felt like he was concerned about her.
Yeah.
So it makes me wonder if that's some sort of spirit guide, because if she's that sick during pregnancy and they're separated by the time this little baby's a toddler.
And, you know, it was funny just the way that was written, that story. I knew that that marriage was already in trouble. It was just the tone of the story and how she wrote it. She didn't say that, but you could just feel it, you know, that was not going to work out. And there is something about that man. It's as if she needed just a little comfort.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she'd been sick. You felt like she was on her own, really, out there in the living room and whatever. And to have somebody just act like they cared.
Yeah.
Right then. I think, and she said it didn't scare her.
And once again,
you know, he's just gone.
I don't think that living in a brand new house has anything to do with hauntings not being able to happen there, because nothing tragic happened. Like, one of those experiences was her grandmother's perfume. So could it be grandma's around, or her spirit guide, whoever that guy was?
Exactly, who goes with her. Yeah. He's not going to, you know, if that is his task, is to be there for her, he's going wherever she goes. And if that's a brand new house, it's a brand new house.
Don't you think, you should feel kind of, you know, looking at her story, with those two presences, it kind of feels like she's got people watching out for her and helping her from the other side.
I think so. Yeah.
I think that's pretty
awesome. I absolutely
awesome.
felt that. Though the one thing I would say is, Candace, go talk to your mom. What's she had going on?
Right? Have a conversation.
If your mom says, I do think this house is haunted, why did she say that?
Yeah. Dive into that.
Like mine is an immediate follow-up. Like, what do you mean, mom?
Yeah.
What happened? Why do you say such a thing? You know, I would definitely ask mom what's been going on with her.
Yeah. So I thought that's a really interesting story, but I hope that maybe she finds some peace and
I think somebody's watching out for her, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do.
Because, man, if I smelled our grandma's scent, I would be like, oh, my God. Like, that would be so profound.
And it's so profound that, like, I would burst into tears.
Absolutely.
You know, I'll just start crying.
But I like the way she's like, you know, we're okay, Grandma.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but Grandma's worried. You had a baby.
Yeah.
You moved back home.
Exactly.
And you need some help.
Yeah.
Once again, where's the dad?
Yeah.
That's another conversation for another podcast.
That's right.
And here is a phone call.
Hey guys, this is Shanna from Washington State. I've called in once before with a Ouija board ghost story, and I have many more, and so I wanted to share another one with you guys today. This is my first ghost ever. I was about 7, and my little sister one night was screaming in the room, in her bedroom. And we shared a bathroom, and it was sort of like a hall that connected our rooms. So I woke up, ran into her room to see what was wrong, what was going on with her. And she pointed across the room from her bed and didn't say a word, but looked terrified. And I turned around, and we had this giant toy box that covered the whole wall that our dad had made us. And there was a man standing right there in front of the toy box, across from her bed, across from us. And my instinct, actually, even at such a young age, was to look out the window that was behind me and my sister to see if there was like a shadow or somebody standing out there that would have cast some sort of shadow or image or something. You know, I was thinking my mind was playing, my eyes were playing tricks on me, or there was an explanation. I didn't think ghost at first. So I turned around to look out the window, and nobody was there. Nothing was there. Turned back around, and this man is still standing in front of the toy box. So then my second thought, and this is all happening very, very quickly, you know, in my mind. So, it's, you know, within seconds, I kind of did all of this. But I then looked, I was worried he was a real person in the house, like someone who broke it, had broken in. So then I looked down at his feet, and he did not have feet. He was floating. He didn't actually have feet. His whole body was visible, although translucent, and then, but did not have any feet visible. And that's when I knew that this was a ghost. And so, this man looked like he had a beard. He looked like sort of maybe a lumberjack kind of character. That's the best way we could describe him after deducing what it was years later. I mean, we've talked about the story so many times in the family. And back in the day, this was in Texas where I grew up. And so back in the day, in the neighborhood that we lived in, but back in like the 1800s, early 1900s, it was a place where cedar choppers lived. Lots of cedar trees down there for industry and things like that at that time. So yeah, that's sort of like our best guess, but we don't know. The house we lived in wasn't old or anything like that. It was built in the 90s. This all occurred in the early 90s. And anyway, so this man, the most striking thing about him and about this story is that he looked as surprised to see us as we were to see him. It looked like he had seen a ghost. He didn't say a word, and I just said to him, and again, I'm 7. I don't know how this happened, but it did. I said, please go away. You're scaring my sister. And so I took my sister into my bedroom. We slept together in my room for the rest of the night. And I never saw him again. But this house was definitely haunted, because at different times I would hear strange sounds. Very weird things would happen in this house. And the energy in the house was a little off, because at the time my parents were going through a lot of turmoil in their relationship. So that added another element to the kind of craziness in the house. But something was for sure there. I always felt like a presence in the house. And one night I heard like banging on my door, like somebody had pushed furniture against my door. And then when I got up to see who was doing that on the other side, thinking it was my parents moving furniture or something, this happened at night. Nobody was there. I asked my parents who were watching TV, what was that? And they're like, oh, we've just been sitting here. So things like that would happen. I always felt the presence. It was a very creepy place. So my sister and I saw our first ghost together. My dad, my sister and I, and that side of the family, we are very sensitive people. I do think it runs in the family. Not everyone talks about it so freely, but my dad and my sister and I definitely have had our own ghost stories and have talked about them and shared them. And theories and whatnot. But yep, that was my first ghost story. I hope you guys have a wonderful day. Thank you so much. I'll call back with more. Bye.
Oh, that ghost story would kind of freak me out.
Okay, and you know what I'm going to say.
Go right ahead. This. What do you think?
Okay, I think that there is a phenomenon where, you know, dimensions can mesh. And that's why he was as surprised to see them as they were him. That, you know, he looked up, saw them, flipped him out like he's seeing a ghost. They see him. They are flipped out because they're seeing a ghost. And I just think sometimes we can have this kind of crossing of, you know, time. And I can't help but feel maybe that was it in this situation. That you kind of could vaguely see this person. You couldn't really see all of them, their feet or whatever. But because he seemed, I don't know, it doesn't feel as much a ghost to me as that they turned and it'd be kind of like looking through a window or something. Like you could see them, they could see you, and then it's gone.
But the house obviously had other activities.
There was other activity too. So maybe it was just a conduit for this kind of thing. Right?
Yeah.
That it would kind of mesh over and you could hear things that happened. And, you know, maybe it's happening in a different part of the world at the same time as yours. Or maybe it's a time one where you see something that had previously happened, maybe in that area or on that land or whatever. You know, I think there's a few different ways it could happen. But it seems, just because of the way she said he seemed surprised. Or maybe he just surprised himself that he was able to.
Well, sometimes I think, you know, if you're a spirit, that it would surprise you if people see you.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how intelligent most spirits are that they can make that connection, because I think a lot of them are not intelligent spirits. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you're an intelligent spirit and what the F, this person can actually see me, because most people can't.
Right.
So right. Maybe that would be like, oh.
You know, I mean, it's kind of like in The Sixth Sense, the movie, you know, yes. I see dead people, right? Not everybody sees dead people. And so it would be kind of a surprise to the dead person, you know, that you were able to see them.
Oh my God,
and then, of course,
yeah.
When they find somebody that can, maybe then they do kind of hang around trying to make a connection a little bit with them as well.
I talked to a psychic medium. Gosh, I can't remember the order. Clairvoyant, psychic medium, clairvoyant. Her name's Brittany Ann. And on a episode of the Grave Talks, which probably will have posted by the time this posts, because I'm editing that right now. And she said, it's very much like in the movie, The Sixth Sense, that, you know, sometimes she'll go places and it's just overwhelming because suddenly someone can see them. And so they will kind of bombard her with messages like, I need you to tell this person this. Or she said she was at the grocery store one day and this spirit, man, ghost, whatever, came up to her and was like, that's my mom. I need you to talk to her. And so she did. And she's like, okay, this is going to sound crazy, but this is who I am. This is what I do. And she gave the mom some very specific information, like her son's name. And the mom's like, how do you know this? And she goes, because he's telling me that right now. But there was, I can't remember now, because I did that interview like a week ago or 10 days. But it was very confirming information that she had to have talked to her son. And so I'm like, that had to have been like so overwhelming for both of you to go through
that. Yeah, in the middle of the grocery store. You know,
yeah, and she's like, every time I go
picking out, you know, vegetables, and then somebody walks up and changes your life.
So I think when they are on the other side and they encounter someone that can get the message through to mom, mm-hmm. you know, because he obviously died young. He died suddenly. And it was like, I just want to tell her that I'm okay or whatever. Then you would take the chance. So I could see how sometimes it would be really surprising. Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I think that person's Absolutely. Looking at me. They see me.
Oh,
God. So that was a good story, though. I wonder if she's had other encounters like that throughout her life. It kind of makes one wonder.
Uh-huh.
So if you have a real ghost story and you'd like to share it with us, that would be awesome. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Become a premium subscriber if you want. You get advanced episodes. You get access to the archive. No commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts, patreon.com/realghoststories, or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories, have a great day and thanks for listening.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.